Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And as summers usually are here in the Copper Country, it's going to be a very busy one with a lot going on. And UP Health System Portage puts on a number of events themselves. And so to kind of get a preview of what they have planned for the summer, I've invited Angela Luskin, the Health and Fitness Manager, to the program. Angela, welcome back to Copper Country Today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you've got a lot going on. We were talking about just a few of these things. And, of course, they all go sort of center around your mission to improve the health in the community. And, you know, that continues to just be a top priority for UP Health System.
It sure does, Rick. You know, that is our main priority, our main focus. And this summer we are really, hitting the ground running with a lot of different activities and programs and services that support that mission.
Now, it's not that there's any time of the year where you're not active in a number of things going on. It was only a couple of months ago we had you on when we were talking about the Women's Day. And, of course, earlier in January you had the Men's Health Day as well. So you do a number of these things. But one of my favorite events of your entire year, the one coming up, the Health and Safety Fair, I like that because that's something you can bring the kids to. It covers so many different things, and it's really, you know, a fun day. You think, well, you know, heading up to for spending a day focusing on health and fitness, you know, that doesn't sound like fun for the whole family, but it actually is.
It really is. This is a very popular event for us. This is actually our 7th year. We're going to make a couple changes to the event this year. One of them being that we're going to move up the time. So we're starting at 9 a.m. this year. And one of the main reasons we did that was the ever popular screenings. For those that want to get the total cholesterol and blood glucose screening, if they want to fast, you know, 9 o'clock's not too bad to fast for, so they can come in early and get those important screenings. And they're a little more accurate. But those screenings will also be offered for those that do not want to fast. We just have different parameters to look at when we do that. So it is. It's a really fun event. It's, like you mentioned, great for the entire family. We have a lot of activities focused on youth, all populations. And it's a really, I think, one of the nicest things about the program. It's a great opportunity to meet the UP Health System staff. You know, you get to ask them questions and get to see them in more of a relaxed environment than when we actually need those services.
And that's coming up on June 6th, and it's your first major event of the summer coming.
It is, exactly. Yes, June 6th, it'll take place at UP Health System Portage, so our Hancock location. We use the entire hospital. Most departments are open. Hopefully the weather's going to be nice. We have some activities planned outside, and a lot of the conference rooms, the cafe, the rehab area. So a lot of areas in UP Health System will be open for the day. We also invite outside organizations to participate too. So typically Mercy Ambulance comes. We can look inside the ambulance. Hancock Fire Department is often there. You can see the fire truck. The Great Start Collaborative is participating with us this year. Copper Country Mental Health, BHK. There's a list of probably 15 outside organizations that are planning to be with us this year. So really a lot of great information, really, you know, get a handle on what takes place in our community at this health and safety fair.
And in years past, there's been a number of, different organizations that have set up table and they're giving away stuff. Yeah. And you can talk to different people and you can walk through and get a nice bag of swag when you go through.
Exactly. So first off, we should mention this event is completely free. There's no charge for anyone, for any of the screenings or anything that's done there. We have great healthy food samples that we will have displayed. And then, like you mentioned, a lot of the UP Health System Portage departments, along with the outside organizations, give tons of stuff away. So you'll walk away with a lot, a nice goodie bag.
Now, will you be doing the car seat check this time around? Because that is extremely popular.
It is. Yes. Yeah. So the car seat clinic, the health fair will be going from 9 to noon, and then the car seat clinic will take place from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And they're in the back of Portage Health, or UP Health System Portage, in the back of our building. And it's a first come, first serve basis. We do need the children present in order to fit them properly. So this is a great event for people that, first off, are maybe unsure if their car seat is installed correctly, because truth be told, they're pretty difficult to install. So we have experts, certified technicians there that will double check to make sure that they're in properly, that the car seat fits the child. And then there are also replacement car seats for those that need them too.
And I've been there when the car seats have been checked and talked to, you know, it's usually the mothers driving through, and, you know, every now and then it's a father, but it's usually the mothers. And they're surprised at how often, that there's something not right, you know, that they're shown, okay, well, I didn't know that, or I didn't know that, you know, that you were inadvertently putting your child in some sort of, you know, harm's way, and that you don't have them strapped in correctly, or the car seat itself's not buckled correctly, or you don't have the right kind, you know, so it, you know, you may think you know everything about your, you know, kid riding in a car seat. It still helps to go through. Maybe you find out something you didn't know.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. You know, a lot of times people do put, you know, the buckles aren't in the right spot. They have to be in a certain location. Many people don't know that those seats expire. So there's a lot of education that goes along with those car seats. And this is a great opportunity just to double check and, you know, make sure we're keeping our kids as safe as possible.
Now, for the screenings and some of the other events you've had in the past, you had to register ahead of time and be prepared before you go. Do you have to do that for this fair?
No. So what's nice about this health fair is you just come in. You know, you can go to whatever screenings you would like. So we have the total cholesterol, the blood glucose, the blood pressure, and there's heart rate, oximetry, vision, and there's a few others too. So you can just select which ones you want to do. There's no need to register. The only thing you would have to register for, in addition to the health and safety fair, we're combining our skin cancer screening the same day. So that's taking place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on June 6th. And we do have a few spots available for that. And that is by appointment. So that number to call to register is 483-1153.
Okay. And are all those for free as well?
Those are all for free too. Yes. Wow. There's just a very limited number. Dr. Soderberg and Dr. Baldwin from Marquette come up, and I think they can see about 100 patients in those 4 hours.
Okay. Anything else about the health fair before we move on? Because there's so much. I mean, that's your biggest event usually in the summer, but you also have so many other great things, and I don't want to miss any of them.
Sure, we do. Yeah. So just a little reminder, the health and safety fair is Saturday, June 6th, taking place 9 a.m. till noon at UP Health System Portage in Hancock. And it's completely free. Good for the whole family.
Okay.
What's next? we have a really exciting program starting this summer called Project Fit through our fitness center at UP Health System Portage. It's a 9-week program. It runs June 8th through August 7th. And it's an opportunity to have on-site workouts with personalized staff, certified trainers. And then there's a nutritional component as well. And the best thing, since our summers are so short, we will be exercising outdoors. So we use varying locations throughout Houghton and Hancock. It's great camaraderie with the group. You know, we see so many people, you know, make new friends or come with friends, come with family. Really, really nice program. We actually have 3 different class offerings too this year, trying to offer something for everyone's schedule. So we have a Monday, Wednesday, Friday option that goes 6 to 7 a.m. Or you can do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, either 6:30 to 7:15 a.m. or 7:30 to 8:15 a.m. for those that like to sleep in a little bit during the summer. Still early, but we like to get out there before it gets too hot and, you know, get the workout done before the day starts.
Do you have one that's from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m.? Yeah. I start at 4, so if I'm going to get my workout, it's got to be pretty early, actually.
Yeah.
I might just save time and do it before I go to bed.
You might be the only one that would sign up for that 3 a.m.
I know that certain programs like this, they're sometimes geared towards a particular type of person. You know, you have those who are, you know, they're kind of already in shape and they're just looking to, you know, maintain it or maybe take the next step. And then there's others that are for me that are not in very good shape and need something a little bit slower and getting into it. What would this sort of be like?
What's great about this program is it's actually for every level. We have enough staff that'll be at every session. So, you know, they can cater the workout depending on where you're level at. So if you have not exercised in the past 5-10 years, you are absolutely encouraged to join this program. If you're already active and have been, you know, active for the past 10 years, again, you are more than welcome to participate. The trainers will individualize the programs based on where each participant is at. And it's a really nice program to work out with people. And we have a referral program as well. So this program isn't free, we've offered a referral program. So if you sign up individually, it's $200. But if you and another person sign up, it's $175 each. If there's three of you that sign up together, it's $150 each. And then if I have someone, you know, my friend wants to do the 6 a.m., but I can do the 6:30, you still get that reduced rate, even if you're not in the same session. We've also added a like a punch card option as well. So you know, maybe you can't come every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of the summer, but you can come to every Monday and Wednesday. We will give you 20 class punch card for $120. So a lot of options. Space is limited in this program. So we do encourage people to register early, and you can do that by calling our fitness center at 483-1149.
And this is a very key program, because I know that, you know, different times that I have started and then stopped, you know, with some sort of, you know, exercise or nutrition program, it's really because I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm going to go to a gym, I don't know, well, what should I concentrate on? How long should I exercise for? Mm-hmm. You know, there are people who think they go and they exercise, but they're not really doing anything, and they're maybe wasting their time, or they're not doing it long enough.
Right.
You know, if you like to stop running on the treadmills because you start to get hot and you don't want to sweat too much, well, mm-hmm. you know, you haven't really gone to the point that you need to go. And having somebody that can help you, you know, understand what it is you should be doing, and if they're, you know, it's individualized enough that they can tailor it to your needs and your condition, and the that amount of money really
it goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. try hiring a personal trainer to sure. meet you at the gym, you know, three times a week, and see how much that costs. Yeah.
Right, right. So this program, it's a great price, and all of those factors are important. You know, you're working with certified personal trainers, you're working with a registered dietitian, you're getting those nutritional tips, you know, you're getting great effective workouts. We do pre and post testing to kind of, you know, see some measurable results. And I mentioned before, the great camaraderie. It really is. It's a fun program. You get a lot of information, and it's effective.
And you have to register for that. It's our deadline for that.
Well, because space is limited, we want people to register early. But, you know, any time prior to June 8th would be great.
Yeah, so but if it's full, you're out.
You're out, correct. Yep. So it starts June 8th. It runs through August 7th. So it's 9 weeks. Again, there's a 6 a.m. option, a 6:30, and a 7:30 in the morning. So a lot of different options.
Yeah, that is really good. And so if you get yourself in good shape, then you might be ready for your next event.
Right, which is the Canal Run. And can you believe we are celebrating 40 years this
wow.
year? It is. It's amazing. It's exciting. It's awesome. It's just really nice to have an event that has been such a longstanding event in our community, and one that we're proud to be, you know, a supporter of and bring people into Hancock. So,
and you get quite a crowd for that nowadays.
We do. Yeah. Do you know we are also, so it's our 40th year, and we are the UP's largest running race.
Is that right? Wow.
We are. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our CUNA hosts the largest running race in the UP. So we have just over 800 participants. And, you know, we hope we grow usually by 50 to 100 every year. So one of these years we're going to hit that 1,000 mark.
Well, you're not far from it. Maybe this year. You never know. The weather's nicer. I mean, you know, last year was a little bit of a tricky thing. But before that, you've had great, you know, weather. So.
We have. And we still had over 800 people last year, too. We added, I believe it's been 2 years ago, we added the half marathon. So that keeps building. But our biggest races are the 5 mile. So the 5 mile run and the 5 mile walk at over 500 people. It really is a great distance. And what I like most about the Canal Run, we have the small group of, you know, real competitive runners and walkers too, but the majority of our people are out there to have a great time. I was just looking at pictures today from Brockett photography, and when you look at them, they capture so many huge smiles and thumbs up, and people are just out there and they're having a great time. And many of the times, it's, you know, the person's very first running race or walking race that they've ever entered. So It is. It's a lot of fun.
Well, what makes it such a great time?
You know, I think it is that the atmosphere that it's not highly competitive. You're out there to have a good time. It's very family oriented too. You'll see a ton of families participating, from 80 plus year olds all the way down to 10 year olds. In addition, we should talk about the Kids Dash too, as my mind is going to that, since it really is something for everybody. We have all those different course distances. You have a 5 mile, a 10 mile, a half marathon. You can walk it, you can run it. You get a great t-shirt. We have over 80% of the 800 participants are local. So that means they are in about a 40-minute radius from Houghton and Hancock. So it's a community-centered event.
Well, you brought up the kids race, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, so the Canal Kids Dash, that's going to start at 10:15 a.m. on July 18th, which is the date of the Canal Run. I don't think we mentioned that yet. And that event is free, or if you want to pay $10, the child will then get a Canal Run t-shirt. All kids get a finishing medal, which is really great this year. And the course is a quarter mile. It starts at Bruno's Motors in Hancock, and they run right through the big grand finish line of the Canal Run. So last year we had over 100 kids participate in that, and oh, they were all smiles and just running down the course. It was adorable to see.
That's one way to turn, you know, a running event into a family event then. Sure. As well, to get everybody down there and get everybody involved.
Sure. Yeah, and that's our goal, you know, trying to get as many different people as we can, all ages, all fitness levels. You know, with those walks and those runs, it really does open it up to many different fitness levels. And I think we've been doing a really good job of advertising too, so people know it's coming and can register early. Our registration fees actually increased June 1st, so now is a great time to register if you want to save money, because the prices will go up June 1st. And it's really an affordable event too. You know, a lot of times you'll see half marathons up into the hundreds, you know, over $100, and this one is very reasonable at $50, $60.
Okay. Well, if you don't register, you know, within this week here, what does it go up to?
So for the half marathon, if the highest cost of the half marathon is $50, and that's the day before the event. It started at $35. Right now it's only $40 until June 1st. So very, very reasonable cost. You get a great t-shirt. all half marathon finishers get a medal. We also have a ton of age group awards for all of the other races. We expanded it even more and added more age groups, you know, to get more medals out there into those hands. So we have a really nice awards ceremony that starts at about 10:30 at Quincy Green. And I guess that's another thing to mention too. If, you know, maybe people aren't interested in entering the Canal Run, but maybe they want to volunteer. It actually takes 150 volunteers just to make this race happen. You know, it's incredible, right? 150 alone. We need help at aid stations and registration and with timing, you know, setting up the finish line, taking down the course. We need help with awards and many different areas. So we have a really good website. It's HancockCanalRun.com. That's where you can go to register. We have a volunteer tab too, so if somebody's interested in volunteering, they can just fill out a form there. It takes a couple minutes. It's a really nice place to go to for all of the information and all the details of the Canal Run.
Now, if you go and, you know, say you're not running, but you want to go and you want to, you know, be a spectator and be part of it, is there, anything going on at the start or at the end of the race?
There, you know, we really encourage course and finish line participation, or, you know, the spectators to come out. And our Canal Run committee was actually just meeting yesterday and talking about some of this. We're going to be getting some noisemakers. So the first 200 people that show up on Quincy Green will be getting some noisemakers, because it, you know, it really does help, especially those half marathoners, you know, those last few miles, they need some encouragement. They need some shouting and yelling. So we encourage those that live on the Hancock Canal to, you know, set up a little water station, or some people, you know, have their hoses out and they're spraying down participants as they go by. On those hot days, that's really, really nice. Hancock Fire Department's there with their fire truck, and they have, obviously, on low pressure, the hose, and they're spraying down people. So we really, that's one area that we want to build of the Canal Run, getting the spectators out there and cheering on people. You know, those 800 racers, they need some encouragement sometimes.
Sure. Yeah. So. And that makes for a better environment doing your coming, you're running into a cheering crowd too, yeah, at the finish line there. Yeah. So
just adds for some excitement. So, you know, there's another way. You can either participate actually in the event, you can volunteer, or you can, you know, spectate as a spectator.
Well, that's a lot of events for the summer, but we're not done. You got something else here as well. So
yeah.
What do you have?
A new thing that we've added at our fitness center, we've really updated and added some packages and assessments. So aside from just coming into the gym or group exercise classes or doing personal training, we now have many different packages and assessments available. So there's like a body composition analysis. We can figure out your body mass index and a few of those like height, weight, those different types of measurements. We have a total fitness testing packages. So we figure out your body composition, and then we do a cardiovascular assessment and some strength and flexibility assessments as well. We have packages centered around just sports specific testing. We have a great new postural assessment. You know, for those of us that, you know, maybe feel our posture's not quite right, people can come in. There's a test for it. And then after the test, depending on where you fell, there are exercises that can help improve your posture. So based on which class you fell into. So that's a great offering for just $60. Another thing that we do actually over at the hospital that's part of our fitness packaging, we do body composition scans. So it is pretty much the gold standard to find out your percent body fat. $50. That test takes about 15 to 30 minutes. And then basal metabolic rate testing too is another offering. So trying to find out where our resting metabolic rate is to determine, you know, if we need to gain weight or lose weight, that factor helps in setting up some goals and some plans. So really nice packages. It's all available. We have a nice fitness fly sheet over at the fitness center on Sharon Avenue. You can also give us a call at 483-1159 for 1149, excuse me, for more information on any of those packages, details, prices, or on any of our personal trainers as well.
What's the advantage of getting these assessments done? How would you then to take that information and use it?
Yeah, so there are many different people that would take it differently. So some people come in, they get those assessments to work with a personal trainer. They want that information going into their training session so that the trainer can detail and individualize their program a little bit more. Other people, they're not interested in personal training, but maybe they are just starting training for a half marathon and they want to see where their body fat is at the start of that program and at the end of that program. Or maybe a hockey player is interested in that sport specific testing to kind of see where they fall on those parameters and what different things they can work on. If they need to work on their strength or their vertical jump, this is something that would help them, you know, give them that initial information.
So here's your summer already planned out for you. You're going to attend the UP Health System Portage Health and Safety Fair on June 6th. You're going to get your screenings done, and then you're going to go down and get some specialized assessments done so that you can get the information that you need so that when you go to Project Fit, you can tell your trainer what you need to work on so that you can get ready for the canal run coming up in July.
So, I love it. What a great, seamless summer plan.
So imagine if you did that, what, you know, the shape that you'd be in come the
for
fall.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's, and it, I don't mean to make just, but these are great programs. Yeah. It's, you know, Portage Health, of course, in this case, UP Health Portage. Hard to get used to saying that
it
all
is.
The time because they always still want to say Portage Health, but it's the mission that's the same, and that's to improve the health of the community.
You're exactly right. You know, our mission is to improve the health of the community. That's why we're doing all this community outreach. That's why we try to offer as many of the programs like the Health and Safety Fair for free, and we have these other services and programs at a very low cost. You know, we're doing our best to appeal to the masses out in our community and to really get us healthier.
And I think it's working. I think people's mindset has changed a lot. We're a lot more active of a community. And this is after going for, you know, a couple of decades of excess where, we always hear about child obesity. And, of course, it does not limit it to just children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people are a lot more aware now of the foods that they're eating, especially quickly prepared meals or quickly purchased meals. And the effect of, you know, not eating healthy and then, enjoying your streaming movies online all night and not ever getting out. So I think it's having a positive effect.
I do too. I think the awareness is definitely increased in our community. And, you know, if people are out there, they're ready to make that next step to be healthier. Their options are out there.
Now, there's a lot of information we gave today. If somebody wants to be able to digest this a little bit slower, how they can access it.
So there's a few different options. Our website right now, we're in the revamping stage right now. So not all of the information is accurate, but we are getting there. So that's one means that you can go and look at portagehealth.org. Please feel free to give me a call personally at 483-1153. I'd be happy to talk further about any of these. And then another option is to give our fitness center a call at 483-1149. So any of those options, or you could also email me at aluskin@portagehealth.org.
Health and Fitness Manager for UP Health System Portage, Angela Luskin, has been my guest. Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Angela.
Thanks, Rick. Happy to be here.
Copper Country Today. We'll be right back.